I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy.
Come on, sing it.
It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy.
Oh, yeah.
It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Pennsylvania woman who led cops on a chase that started in Maryland claimed to be Hillary Clinton.
What?
Yeah, cops believe she was drunk or high, but she refused to pull on over.
What are you talking about?
I'm just telling you the truth right here. The chase ended when cops had to use spike strips. She was first taken to a hospital where she refused blood alcohol testing and kept saying she was Hillary Clinton. She's facing more than 20 charges, including DUI, fleeing, resisting arrest, and probably impersonating, because it really was not Hillary Clinton.
Oh, okay. So it was just some drunk lady saying she was Hillary Clinton.
You sure it wasn't her?
I don't know, man. We haven't really seen a lot out of her lately.
Hey,
so
you know what? Hashtag would work perfect with this story.
What hashtag would work?
Lock her up.
A Florida woman was convicted of fraud after she faked a workplace injury by hitting herself in the head with a sprinkler. The woman said the sprinkler fell from the ceiling, bounced off her desk, and hit her in the head. The sprinkler did fall from the ceiling, that's true, and it did land on her desk. Oh. But the woman was caught on security cameras, hitting herself in the face with it. Like, it falls, because it could like be right next to you, and all of a sudden, you're like, whoa, what was that? And she looks at it, picks it up, looks around,
ow,
and just goes bang, bang, bang.
Genius.
She starts pounding herself in the forehead with the sprinkler. Like, what an idiot. But the thing is, she was caught with security cameras hitting herself in the face. She was convicted of workers' compensation fraud and sentenced to 18 months of probation. So she didn't even get jail time. And you can actually see the video right now at RadioNowIndy.com. Just click on the Joe and Alex Show. A guy from North Dakota, your final dummy of the day story today, had crossed the border into Canada on Sunday afternoon because they're, you know, near each other. And as he was driving, he saw the speed limit sign and said, "What? This is awesome." It said 100. So he went 100 miles per hour. Unfortunately, he didn't realize the speed limit was actually at 100 kilometers per hour.
Oh, see, that's exactly what I would have done. I wouldn't even know, like, what that would equal.
Well, it equals about 62 miles per hour, but I think most cars, like, even my car's like a 2006, and I'm sure your guys is, well, your Uber producer, MYK, has this probably. It has a thing for miles per hour and kilometers per hour, so your car probably would tell you, but you never want to look at that. You see 100, you're like, God bless Canada! Yeah, but he ended up getting a Mountie caught him. I don't know if he was on a horse or just if Mounties drive cars, but a Canadian Mountie caught him on radar and issued him a ticket for $940 Canadian, which is about $690 U.S., but that's not all. I guess that part in Canada actually has this agreement with several states in the U.S., including North Dakota, so the guy's car insurance rates might go up, even though he wasn't in North Dakota.
Oh, gosh.
Like, who would agree to that
but
deal?
But that was an accident. If he would have explained that to the police, couldn't they have been like, okay, I understand?
No, there's Alex. There's no way. You know the difference between 60 and 100. Because when you're going 100, you're like
but that's
60
what I'm
years
saying.
Cruising.
If I would have seen that sign say 100, I would have assumed
you're telling
miles
me,
per hour. I didn't know that Canada was kilometers.
You see the sign that says 55, you go 100 anyway.
Yeah,
that's
doesn't
true.
Even, it doesn't even matter. Ask the police here in Indianapolis. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Brad Pitt has compared his split from Angelina Jolie to a death, admitting that he's an emotional idiot whose heavy drinking helped ruin his marriage. Brad revealed to GQ magazine that he's sober and in therapy and says his family has been ripped apart. He said, "I hit the lottery and I still would waste my time on those hollow pursuits." He says that the split was self-inflicted and that he has stopped drinking since the split.
It's good he's getting himself together at
least.
That's tough.
Hailee Steinfeld was caught having an intimate conversation with Justin Bieber, but Hailee has denied reports that they're dating. She was on the radio where she was asked if she was dating him. She squashed the rumors, saying, "No, I'm not. I know it's crazy. I don't know why people make such a big deal. We're friends. We've been friends for years." Disney is reviving the Mickey Mouse Club as a Facebook show. The cast is yet to be announced, but Disney will draw from its in-house multi-channel network and talent company. Katy Perry angered her followers again after she posted a picture of the New York Times front page cover featuring her Met Gala look on it. The problem is, the cover also features a picture of a policeman on fire. One of the comments left said, "Someone is on fire and you chose to glorify your dress? How insensitive can you be?" her career is over.
It's not over. She had a turn of a song right now. She's gonna be okay.
Multiple scandals. Everyone hates her.
You are a hater this Get off your damn haterade.
She's a Swiftie.
I know, but it's like so apparently obvious. Just let it be. Like,
goodbye, Katy Perry. Goodbye.
I'm going to turn your mic off if you keep on hating so
Alex
much.
Alex is throwing a Katy Perry's over party.
Yes, I am. She's been exposed. I was up late last night reading the new Billboard interview with Miley Cyrus, and it had me so excited. First of all, she looked gorgeous and normal and way more chilled out. She talked a lot about getting back to her roots. Second of all, Miley is going to release a new song on May 11th. The song Malibu is off her upcoming album, which she hasn't titled yet. It's a love song about her fiance Liam, and it's gimmick-free pop rock, unlike anything she's ever recorded before. She will have a new album out sometime this year. She also explained in the Billboard interview why she stuck her tongue out so much. She said, "I was so embarrassed to be on the red carpet, and so many of those disgusting photographers would tell me to blow a kiss, and that's not me. I don't want to blow you a kiss. I don't know what to do with my face, so I just stuck my tongue out, and it became a rebellious punk rock thing."
That's why she did it. Yeah.
She also announced that she has been sober now for over a month or something. Like, she's not drinking, she's not smoking. She's like, nobody told me to do it, I just wanted to. She just seems like really chill.
We'll see. I don't believe that for a second, but we'll see.
She said that she's sick of people not taking her seriously because of her like being in nipple pasties and stuff all the time. And she said it's drawing attention more to her body. And she says grossing her out having people sexualize her body instead of focusing on like the charity work and
when you put that image out there.
No, that's what she's saying. She realizes she made a mistake, is what this interview says.
Okay, well then realize it's you that did it and not people that chose to focus on it.
So she's saying don't expect me to get all naked and stuff anymore because I want people to like champion around the causes that I stand up for, not around my boobs being out. So that's what she said in the interview. A new book claims that former President Barack Obama proposed to a woman who rejected him not once but twice before he met his wife Michelle. Excuse me. Obama fell for Michelle after their first year in law school, but this woman says he still occasionally saw her and cheated on Michelle. She says Obama may have also cheated on Michelle with a Hispanic mother of three that he met through his community organizing events. The book also claims that Obama considered having a gay relationship with his openly gay political science professor at Occidental College. The author even claims Obama wrote to an old girlfriend at some point saying that he had considered gayness, but ultimately decided that a same-sex relationship would be less challenging and demanding than developing one with the opposite sex.
So they're saying that former President Barack Obama is not gay or didn't do anything gay.
But somebody's
allegedly saying that he considered it.
Yes.
That's some book.
It's a book, man. That's the garbage.
We are in the middle of 54 minutes nonstop of the Joe and Alex Show, and ooh, that sounds so good. The Joe versus Alex music battle. Producer MYK, step up to the mic. Explain how this is about to go down.
Well, it's a music battle, Joe. It's you versus Alex.
All right, and the thing is, we have to get what? The artist in the title.
The exact name of the artist, the main artist, not any of the features, and the exact song title. 1 point for each of those.
Okay.
3 points to guess a common theme, and you guys each have one lifeline.
All right, let's go to those lifelines this morning. Josh, good morning. Do you want to be on Team Alex or Team Joe to be the lifeline?
Let's go Team Joe.
All right, so Joe and Josh, J and J. Meant to be together, some would say. And let's go to Brittany. You're on Team Alex. I hope you like that.
Hey.
I do.
Hey. All right, cool. Josh and Brittany, hang in the background. Make sure you listen on your phone, not the radio. We're going to come to you one time to try to get some help if we need it, okay? And hopefully either one of you is going to be a big winner today and get those Old National Center First Friday Food Truck Festival tickets, which is going on tomorrow night.
Make sure your phones are off speakerphone.
All right, here we go. Let's do this.
You guys buzz in with your names, okay?
All right, here we go. Feeling a big win today. First song for the Joe versus Alex music battle is...
Shorty, what you want?
Alex.
Crap. All the way up, it's... Oh, my gosh. It's like Remy Ma and like a ton of artists.
You got 1 point for the song title.
What you need, hey? Shorty, what you want? I got what you need.
I'm all the way up.
I usually skip the song when I listen to it. Is that producer MYK, the person saying it all the way up, is that Meek Mills?
It is not Meek Mills.
I didn't know.
Oh my
God. I don't know who Meek Mills is.
What a really?
Who is it then?
It is Fat Joe featuring Remy Ma and French Montana all the way.
I should know that from one fat to another. Okay, song number two. Here we go. Joe. Take Me Out, Franz Ferdinand.
2 points go to Joe.
Don't you know? You say you don't know. I say, come on, Alex. Take me out.
That's on Alex's Tinder and Bumble profile. Take me out.
Yeah, I haven't been on those in like 10 years because I give up.
You gave up on
it? You gotta dust off on it? Really?
I'm done. Yeah, because it's just been sucking lately, and like every date I've gone on has been awful, so I was just over it.
I would still go on dates just for free meals, but that's just me. All right, we're, tied up now after two?
The score is 2 points, Joe, 1 point, Alex.
Best out of five. This is song number three. The Joe versus Alex music battle is...
I got a Glock in my Rory.
Alex. I'm having a brain fart. I know what it is.
Remy Boys.
I'm having a freaking brain fart. It's on the tip of my tongue.
All right, I'm going to have to go to my lifeline. I got to go to my lifeline because I don't know what it is. Let's go to Josh. Josh, do you know who that is right there? Do you have the artist or the title for a point we can get?
It's Beyonce.
All right, Josh, you really don't want to win this morning, but I appreciate that. I'm not guessing Beyonce.
Oh, I just thought of it.
Oh, okay. I'm going to guess final answer is... Oh, man. By the way, your clock is busted this morning.
You're right. I gave you 10 extra seconds at the end.
No, no. You're giving Alex like 100 seconds.
You're seeing my hand in the air. Joe goes 4,
whatever.
3, 2, 1.
Who the heck was that?
Fetty Wap, 679.
Oh, man.
I could not think of the numbers, and his name was on the tip of my tongue.
La, 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 la. All right, song number 4 out of 5. We are still tied. 2-2. Here we go.
No, wait. I thought we were 1-2.
No, it's 2-2.
Score is 2 points, Joe, 1 point, Alex.
Oh, that sucks. You should have went along with that one. Here we go.
Joe.
That is Fall Out Boy, Sugar, We're Going Down.
2 points go to Joe.
And Sugar, We're Going Down, swinging.
I love that song in high school. Oh, my gosh. All right, we're going into the last song right here. And I'm going to say Joe. Day. I'm going to buzz in with Joe. Joe, buzzing in right now.
I haven't even played it.
I want to guess the theme.
Oh, you want to guess the theme? Go ahead.
I'd like to do it. All the artists of the bands begin with F.
All right. It's impossible for Alex to win. The game is over. Yeah! Joe wins.
All I do is win, 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 no matter
Dang
what.
It.
Yeah. Wasn't Beyonce.
And they stay there.
I'm sorry, Joe.
It's all good, man. Hey, good news for you, Josh. You just won yourself a pair of tickets to the Old National Center's First Friday Food Truck Festival. That's going on this Friday, May 5th. Alex,
sorry.
What happened?
I got tongue-tied.
It is the Joe and Alex Show, and every Thursday it's Ask Alex. You have a question you want answered? We'll do our best to help you. Email us, joeandalexshow@gmail.com. This week we're talking to Rosa. Good morning.
Good morning.
What's your story? What's your question for Ask Alex?
Oh, man, I've been debating for like a week on even whether I should even email you guys. I'm just so freaked out. What's going on at work is, I don't know how to handle it. There's no way to win this one. It's lose-lose no matter what I do.
Well, what's going on?
Yeah, where do you work?
Can't tell you. I have to be careful. I can't even say what industry. This is so sketchy. I don't even know if I should talk to you, but I just can't. I'm not ready to go to the police yet.
Is it something illegal?
The police?
Yeah. Well, it involves something I saw on my boss's computer. I mean, it's probably stupid. I mean, I hope it's stupid.
I'm just assuming you saw like some porn or something.
What'd you see? Your boss was like cheating on his spouse or something?
Oh my God, I wish it were that easy.
Really?
No. Yes, it's terrible. Okay, he called me into his office to show me some stuff that has to do with this project we're working on. He went to his browser on his computer and there were some tabs open. Google was still up and I'm not kidding you. He had searched how to get away with murder.
Oh, Oh, well, maybe it was that show, right? I mean, it had to have been the TV show.
Yeah, or like Making a Murderer, maybe that thing on Netflix.
I don't know. See, that's the problem. I don't know. It was only up for a little bit, like a split second, and he just freaked out and went, whoops, clicked to another tab.
Ooh, that's weird.
Well, I mean, maybe he didn't want her to catch her browsing on it or something. Like, because you're supposed to be at work, and especially the boss, you can't get caught, like, looking up stuff that's not work-related.
Okay.
There's more to it. I'm afraid he's going to kill somebody.
You're really going to jump to that conclusion just based on that one thing?
That's a big-ass jump.
Well, it's not the one thing, though. I mean, maybe it's super innocent. Maybe he's looking for the TV show, but there's a lot of layers to this stuff.
Okay, well, what do you mean by layers? Because I feel like if you're going to jump to the conclusion based on one Google search of how to get away with murder with somebody, there's got to be things that you know about them that, like, that combined with this, this, and this, you could see that as a possibility that he would actually want to kill someone. So, tell us a little bit about your boss.
I feel like I should trust my gut, but I'm scared.
Okay.
Here's what I know. Okay, he's odd. Okay, not like crazy, but socially awkward, you know?
Mm-hmm.
He gives me kind of a weird vibe, and he always has. He tends to stay to himself unless he's talking about television. He loves television. He puts you to shame for this binge-watching stuff.
Is that possible?
It is. I mean, I didn't think so either, but he likes it, and he will talk a lot about television.
Okay.
He knows everything you need to know about, like, actors and awards and all of that nonsense.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is, his wife left him last year, and they were together 19 years.
Oh.
And they have 3 kids, and she got custody.
Ooh.
That's tough. I mean,
motive. That's motive, Joe.
Calm down. Listen up, Murderer Jr. over here, Matlock wannabe. Okay, continue. I get what you're saying, but I wouldn't call the cops on it yet.
Well, I mean, he gets to see the kids, but it's not going well. It sounds like they're siding with mom and they don't want to see him and stuff. I hear him
hard.
Talk about that. And I don't think he has any friends outside of the TV. You know, there's no family. He's got to be lonely and just devastated about the divorce.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to him about the divorce? I mean, that might be a good way to get some insight. I mean, I think often people, we don't reach out to somebody and we start assuming things because it's awkward or weird.
Well, I mean, he won't talk about it much. I know that she cheated on him, and that's why it ended. She left him for
the
other guy.
See, that's a bad divorce.
It is. It's a bad divorce, and the kids don't like him, and, you know, he's lonely. It's scary.
Okay, so here's what we know. He's obsessed with TV, so that's a really good possibility that he was Googling. If he Googled how to get away with murder, that it was about the show, the ABC show. But then he's socially awkward and reclusive, right?
Which a lot of people
are. And went through a divorce, and his kids don't want him.
That doesn't sound that uncommon, guys. It does not sound that uncommon.
Why would he hide it? Why would he hide it? Why would he click away?
Because if he's your boss, I'm telling you right now, if we walked into our boss's office today, like if we had a meeting after the show, and we see him looking at stuff that he shouldn't be, like if he's got Netflix open, or he's playing like one of those computer games, or like Candy Crush. But dude, you're supposed to be working. What are you doing? He's probably like, oh, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Really?
I don't know
are
about
you gonna
that.
Are you going to call your boss out on that? I don't think you are. I think this is scary. He freaked out and clicked away right away.
I mean, it's kind of a toss-up. It's a toss-up because it's like, you know, some of the things that you're telling me about him, I'm like, okay, that points to motive and that he's kind of emotionally disturbed. And then you tell me how obsessed he is with television and, like, it makes me think, oh, but he could have totally been just looking up the show.
I love we're all criminal experts here. I'm sorry.
There's more. There's more you don't know, man.
What?
I mean, he got his concealed carry permit and bought a gun a couple months
there
ago.
There it is.
He's been at the range.
Oh,
shooting.
My gosh.
That still doesn't mean anything to me. People have guns. I have a concealed gun. I might have my gun on me right now. You don't know.
Joe, how to get away with murder. His wife leaves him. He has his concealed carry and he goes to the gun range.
You think nobody listening right now to the Joe and Alex show themselves or know somebody that has went through a divorce, doesn't have custody of their kids, and also has a gun?
I mean, yeah, that's possible. But
we're in Indiana, Alex. We're not in L.A. or somewhere where people don't have guns.
Like, I know. Obviously, I know people have guns. It's not about the gun. It's everything involved.
I think
it's all of that. You guys have to help me. I can't let him out and if he's innocent.
I don't know how to help you, except I can give you some advice, and Alex can too.
Well, wait, though. So, like, so you're what are your options really here, Vic? Because you talked about going to the police.
If I don't say something about this and something happens to the to his family, I mean, I can't live with that. That's not cool. I can't live with that. He's already had the worst year of his life. I don't want to cost him his job on top of everything else. But if he's planning on murdering his wife, I can't just sit here. Or anybody else. Or me.
Yeah.
I mean, like...
That is so hard because you're right. Either way, it's a lose-lose situation. You either ruin his life further by making up some allegations that he's trying to murder somebody, which he's not. Or, yeah, he kills someone.
People.
I think we're jumping to a big ass conclusion. I think I get if you want to speculate and do the what if game, but I think you're really just reading into this way too much, and I think it's a bad decision to go and report this. I don't know if you reported to HR or the police or whoever you go to besides us. I think if you're wrong, you're really going to get him into trouble, and you're going to make his worst year ever the worst possible.
Yeah.
I mean, sure, if he's crazy and kills people, that would suck too. But I mean, there's nothing you can do about that. If he's going to do something crazy,
there's got to be another thing that we're not thinking of, a way for her to figure out exactly what he was looking up.
I got to do something. I don't want to be the one on TV going, I didn't know. He seemed like a nice guy.
Yes, exactly.
Wait, are we going to get involved with this too if he kills somebody? Because we talked about it on the show.
Probably.
Oh, God. All right. Well, Rosa, we will open up the phone lines at 317-239-1009 and see what other people would do if they were in your situation, if they would narc on their boss for possibly planning to kill and murder their ex-wife, or if they would just, you know, not overreact and think it's not a big deal that they were looking up how to get away with murder at work.
Oh, thank you.
All right, I think you need to take a breath, though. You sound like you're hyperventilating. Just chill out. We're going to be okay here, all right?
It's scary.
Thank you for calling in. 317-239-1009. Also, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram. And if you're on your computer right now, maybe looking up how to get away with murder, too, you could post on our Facebook page. We got it up there. Radio Now 100.9. Ask Alex normally isn't a mystery. But today, it kind of is. I think this is way too hyped up.
Everything involved the weather today, the dark clouds, this segment. I'm shooketh, guys. I am shooketh.
Now we're speaking biblical. But to wrap it up, Rosa emailed us, joanalexshow@gmail.com. Her boss had her come into the office to do something. She noticed one of the tabs had open on his computer had how to get away with murder on it. And then she gives us all this backstory stuff that I guess she knows about her boss, that he's recently divorced after, like, what, 19 years or something like that?
Yeah, his kids don't want anything to do with him. They all sided with the mom.
Which happens. I mean, that sucks, but it happens.
He recently got a gun and started going to the gun range. He's super socially awkward, very, like, you know... introverted, that kind of oddball type. Amber wrote on Facebook, Radio Now 100.9, just mind your own business. It was probably the TV show. I mean, if someone
Amen,
was really
Amber.
Trying to do something like that, I think that they wouldn't do the research on their own computer, especially if he watches TV shows like How to Get Away with Murder, NCIS, etc. He would know better, LOL. Deidre says she should follow her intuition. Most times when things like these get our hairs on the back of our neck to stand, it's usually for the right reason. We always talk ourselves out of these reactions because we don't want to think bad of someone. I'd call and talk to someone. Brittany, you can't ignore this. What if someone ends up dead? You'll never forgive yourself. Can you send in an anonymous tip to the police?
Yeah, but what if this guy ends up, like, not being a killer in the making and you're just screwing his already bad year
up?
Well,
Amy says report it anonymously to HR or police. Get someone else involved. You can't let something horrible happen. The worst they'll do is investigate it further, but they're not going to fire him immediately. And if he does get fired and his life gets worse, at least no one ends up shot, as far as we know.
Hey, Alex, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. You see both sides of this?
Yeah, I do kind of see both sides of it because I'm a psychology student at a local college. And, I mean, I don't think she should be able to report this anonymously because what if she's the only person who saw it? He's going to know where it came from. But besides the point,
oh, you're right.
People like that who are socially awkward, they find something else to attach themselves to that doesn't make them the focal point of being socially awkward. So what I think she should do, because she's been in kind of a rock and a hard place right now, she should watch the show herself if she doesn't watch it. And like nonchalantly bring it up and ask him about, you know, about the show. to see if he's really trying to watch the show or if he's got something more detrimental in mind.
Oh, like if because she says, if she says to her boss, "Did you see How to Get Away with Murder last night?" And he's like, "No, I don't watch that show." Then she's like, "Oh my God, he was Googling How to Get Away with Murder."
I would be absolutely mortified if I turn on TV one day before, you know, I go into work and find out that something happened to somebody I know or that I care about or his mm-hmm. family or something like that. And I could have done something to stop it, and I didn't.
Yeah, but
so
you're,
I would.
I get that, Alex. But man, I don't think you guys realize the ramifications if you're wrong too. You're really going to screw this guy up even more. And all he has, it sounds like right now, is How to Get Away with Murder or Making a Murder and his freaking job. And now he's going to probably have that be an issue too. I mean, talk about awkward. Jeez, I just don't know. Kari, whatever the heck. Good morning. You're on the Joe and Alex Show.
So I'm thinking, what if their company has an IT department and they could maybe have access to his computer to look it up from there? If she has that big of a concern that he's, you know, Googling things he shouldn't, maybe the IT department can look into it and then they can make the assessment if it needs to go further.
Do you think that even needs to happen, though? Like, I feel like that's such an extreme.
I don't know if it needs to. It's just more or less like if that's where she's kind of more concerned about it before getting police involved. It's not, she can say, "Hey, I have a feeling that he might be looking at things that he's not supposed to." At least this way they're able to kind of say yes or no to that a little bit quickly, more quickly than, you know, jumping into getting police and everyone else involved.
All right. Hey, thank you for calling in this morning to the Joe and Alex Show.
Amanda tweeted us at Joe and Alex Show. Gun range is probably a stress relief. If not, she should be friendly, not paranoid. Just get to know him better. Stephanie said at Joe and Alex Show, chill out. You're trying to find reasons to make him a bad guy. Hashtag overreact much.
You always love to like get excited about stuff. I think you're kind of like feeding into her, her concerns.
When she first started telling the story, did I or did I not say, "Oh, he just Googled how to get away with murder, not that big of a deal"? It was all the other details involved that make this that's kind of weird.
You're convinced that there's going to be like a shooting now. Like you're totally that's going to happen.
I don't know.
Ask Alex today. Rosa is, I think she's overreacting. Alex didn't think so at first, but now Alex has actually got the cops on speed dial, it sounds like, because she walked into her boss's office, saw his computer was open and had a couple of tabs. One of them said, "How to Get Away with Murder."
And then she accidentally saw it, and then he clicked out of it really fast.
But that could be anything. It could have been maybe he's trying to kill, like you think, or he could have been like looking at the TV show.
He wasn't only Googling that. It's that with the combination of he just got a CCP and go into the gun range all the time. He's just recently divorced, and his three kids want nothing to do with him because of the divorce. He's a super socially awkward, introverted oddball.
So means he's going to kill everybody at work.
Well, those are the signs. If you think about Columbine and everything else, Katie wrote on Facebook, "Little extreme. I work for a prosecutor's office and have literally seen it all. When you think of everything as a whole, it's kind of odd, but not really. Can you imagine if everyone jumped to these conclusions? Let me tell you also, there's not enough to even make a case. Let him live. He's got a new hobby, it sounds like, and might be going through a tough time not having the life he used to live."
Hey, Blair, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What do you think about this case?
The fact that he went and got his carry permit kind of tells me that he's not trying to kill someone, because when you go to get your permit, you submit to a background check and they fingerprint you. I'm pretty sure on the How to Get Away with Murder, it's not going to say go to the police and give them your fingerprints.
Yeah, show them everything that you're doing so it's registered and they have proof of that.
That's a good point. Even though it's a gun, he's got all the documentation and the government knows about him.
Thank you so much, Blair, for calling in this morning. Let's go to Heather. Hey, Heather, what do you think about this?
I think this lady is crazy. It seems like when she first called in, she was going on and on about, "Oh my gosh, you guys don't even know what's going on at my work, and my boss is looking up all this stuff online," and she just keeps adding more and more to the story.
Mm-hmm.
I think she's reading way more into this than what it is, and I think she might be the one that might be trying to kill somebody.
What?
Just because of her just adding more and more to the story, because the more you guys talk, she just kept adding more, and you guys just don't know more, and there's more, and there's more, and there's more. I think she's reading way too much into this.
Erica wrote on Facebook, "If she follows through with reporting him and he's literally just been Googling the TV show, then turning him in could possibly make his life worse. How would she feel
then
she got
him
fired?"
Gonna shoot you.
She said, "How would she feel she got him fired and he ended up becoming so depressed that he kills himself? I'm an introvert and I've battled suicide most of my life. Taking away his job when he's already lost his entire family could push him to do something like that, and she would blame herself."
Hey, thank you so much for calling in this morning, Heather. We appreciate it. Let's talk to Elizabeth. Elizabeth, you think that he might be kind of in a bad spot.
Yeah, I do. I feel like his world just got turned upside down within a year or two. And when, you know, you've got kids and everything involved, I feel like he might be a little suicidal, and I would probably call like a 1-800 number that most companies have and just ask, you know, what are the steps she should do to help him?
Okay.
I am just, honestly, like, I do care about this guy. I don't know if it sounds like I don't, but I am blown away that so many people are like, you probably should contact somebody. Like, something bad might happen. Of course, anything bad could happen, but...
This is now, definitely interesting.
I'm afraid now to look at anything here at my work computer, to have you and producer MYK, like, over my shoulder, like, looking at me, like, are you going to go tell our boss now?
I mean, it depends on what it is.
What would you tell him before?
I mean, I don't know, anything criminal. Looking up how to build a meth lab or something, probably, yeah.
Oh, look at you judging over there. All right, if you've got something that you want to say about this Ask Alex this week, Joe and Alex Show on Twitter and Instagram, you can do that. Also, our Radio Now Facebook page, 100.9, you can let us know if you think, hey, no big deal, or, oh my God, this dude's a straight-up killer. What is something that you dislike, but you just can't explain that you're dislike for? 317-239-1009. Also, you can hit us up, Joan Alex Show, on Twitter and Instagram. Now, Alex, when she gets back from the bathroom, hopefully she's going to recover. She can tell you some of hers, but let's get to you this morning. Hey, Kim, you're on the Joan Alex Show. What is something you dislike, but you can't explain? You just don't like it.
Okay, one thing I don't like is when someone calls their significant other, like boo, like this is my boo, or hey boo, like as in B-O-O. I hate that.
Why do you
not? I don't know why. I just hate it. I don't know.
Do you not like anything at all, like any kind of like pet name? Because that's like a pet name.
I love pet names, but I just don't like when someone says hey boo or I got you boo or something like that. I just don't like it. I don't know why.
What do you call your significant other?
Cutie.
Cutie? Okay. My wife calls me Joey Bear, and I don't think I mind it. I don't even know if I told anybody that before, but it's just like, I kind of get a little bit annoyed, but I'm like, don't call me Joey Bear. That just seems like a stuffed animal or something like that. Hey, thank you, Kim, for calling in this morning.
Okay, thanks. Bye.
All right, you have a good one. 317-239-1009. Let's talk to Jessica. Hey, Jessica, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up? What is something for you that you dislike, but you just can't explain why you don't like it?
One thing I can't stand is when my significant other will leave hair in the sink because it's such an easy task to clean up when you're shaving your mustache or anything. Just put a nice little plastic bag in the sink and it'll catch it right up. And so now I have to come back and clean the bathroom and extra hair.
You know what you need to do.
You can explain why you don't like it.
Yeah, that kind of goes against it. So that's one thing you don't like. Side note, though, they make these things you got to buy. It's like a little like beard trimmer beard thing, like a bib. And it goes around his neck, and you can put it on the glass on your mirror, like in the bathroom, and it all goes right there. You might want to invest in that.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Thank you. You have a great day. 317-239-1009. This whole thing got started yesterday evening. Alex texted me. She's like, I know you guys think I'm weird, but I got some things that I dislike that I can't explain that I dislike. I just don't like them. Alex, what's something that you dislike and you can't explain why?
Okay, well, for one, Justin Timberlake. I don't know. I just don't
what?
Get it. I don't get it.
How do you not like JT?
I don't get him. I don't get the hype. I don't know why. I just have never liked him, and I don't find him attractive, and I don't know what it is about him. I'm just like, it's not that I like hate him. Like, oh, I can't stand him. Like, I think he's a nice person.
It's
like,
gonna be me.
Like, I think he's a great personality whenever he does those like late night bits or whatever. But I'm just saying, like, as a whole, I don't know. I just dislike him, but I don't really know why.
Were you just always a Backstreet Boy fan?
No, I loved NSYNC, but I never got the hype around Justin Timberlake. So he's one thing I dislike, but I don't really know why.
Do you have any more?
The term hubby, like when people write that on Facebook, I absolutely can't stand it. I don't really have a reason. Like, it's not like it's a horrible thing to say or something. It just grinds my gears, if you will.
That, when people say grind my gears, that gets me. Are you against, like, I call that like a pet name. Like my wife Lindsay calls me Joey Bear. Like, are you against pet names? Like, if you had a boyfriend, you called them, like, I don't know, something.
No, because I will call boyfriends names like that.
Okay, it's just don't call them, like, married when they're like, hubby is so weird.
I think that's so annoying. It annoys me.
Does your mom call your dad hubby?
My mom doesn't call my dad anything besides his name. And then they both have a nickname for each other. My mom's nickname for my dad is Digger. And my mom's nickname for my dad is Beamer.
I don't even want to know how those came about. All right, you get the idea this morning.
One more.
There's still more.
I have one more. Baby oil. I don't know why I can't stand that stuff, but man, do I hate it.
Where are you using baby oil at?
I don't use it. I can't even stand to look at it. I don't like baby oil. I don't like the feel, the look, the weird smell. No.
No, seriously, one day you might need it.
I'm not using baby oil at all ever in my life. I cannot stand it. Whenever like I'm at a friend's house and she suggests I use baby oil if I forgot eye makeup remover, I'm like, really? No.
317-239-1009. What's something? Maybe you got multiple, but at least one thing that you just do not like. You dislike it, and you can't explain why. What's something you dislike, but you can't explain why you don't like it? Alex just made me cry inside. I feel like I died a little bit. She does not like Justin Timberlake. She doesn't hate him, but she's like, I don't know why I don't like him.
I just don't.
She liked NSYNC, but...
Yeah. Other things that I can't explain why I don't like them. I just don't like them. The term hubby, baby oil, also Saturday Night Live. Never liked Saturday Night Live. I don't know why.
I guess I was thinking today is a special day if you're a Star Wars fan. I never really liked Star Wars fan, like Star Wars. I never got into it. I don't know why. Like, I don't think it's nerdy or stupid that way.
It's not your jam.
It's not my jam, but a lot of people seem to love that kind of stuff. I'm like, I'm good. Ashley, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What is something you just dislike and you can't explain why?
Broccoli.
Is it
you
like
even
the look?
Say it like that.
Yeah, the look, the texture, the color, what?
It's the smell to me. When I was a kid, my mom would make me sit at the table and force me to eat broccoli, and I couldn't stand it because to me, it's like, it's a tree. I mean, trees are outside. They belong outside. Why am I going to eat a smelly little tree?
But that's still kind of a reason.
But it's still, I mean, there's like no way in the world I would ever eat broccoli. Like, I have a child. When she's old enough to eat solids, I will never make her eat broccoli because I won't eat broccoli.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is the topic is, though, you have to not be able to explain why. You don't know why you dislike it. You just dislike it. But you have really good reasons for not liking broccoli.
Well,
so that kind of doesn't go with the topic.
I don't know if they're good reasons. They're kind of strange, but you do have some reasons.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Let's talk to Zach this morning. Hey, Zach, you got to think
what's up?
Nothing, man. What is it for you? You just can't explain why you don't like something.
I don't like dudes named Ryan.
That is funny.
Now, wait.
Now, I have met a couple that are like, I just can't stand them. But now all Ryans that I meet, I automatically have this opinion about them. And I don't even know who they are yet. And it's not fair to them.
That's amazing. Do you think that you had like a girlfriend leave you for a Ryan or something?
You know what? That could be it. I don't know about that in particular, but there's just multiple Ryans I've met that just rubbed me the wrong way, and now I don't like any Ryan.
Now, to be fair, this isn't the same thing like Alex said. This is not the topic, but I agree. I don't like a lot of people named Ryan either, but I have bad experiences with them. So I think there might be something to it. But
he works. He fits the topic. He doesn't know why he doesn't like people named Ryan.
No, I'm saying I don't, because I know Ryans, and let me tell you. I don't like Ryans.
Really? Is there
something about
the name Ryan?
There could be. That's a whole other question. Hey,
and now
Zach.
All Ryans. Yeah, I just don't like them. Yeah,
just mad at Seacrest.
That's true, man. All those jobs he's got. Hey, Zach, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. 317-239-1009. Sheila, what do you like dislike? You don't know why, but you just like it, and you can't explain it.
I cannot explain this new license plates with the little bridge or whatever it is. I don't get it. How does that represent Indianapolis or Indiana? I don't get it.
That is so funny you said that because I just saw one like literally 2 days ago, someone with that license plate, and I said, I don't understand why that's Indiana. I literally said that in my head.
Did you pick that one out, though? Like, what happened, Sheila? Don't you have some choice with the license plate?
Well, no, it's not time for mine to renew yet. So
okay.
I've just been seeing them, and I'm like, every time I'm in the car with my mom, she's like, why are you getting so angry about a license plate? Like, I really want to go and rip it off the back of this car and just burn it. It doesn't make sense. I don't know why I get so angry when I see that license plate.
I'm going to advise against burning anything. I'm going to say that's a bad idea. Hey, Sheila, thank you for calling in this morning. We appreciate it.
Jamie tweeted us
day.
At Joe and Alex Show, when people bite into popsicles, I don't know why I don't like it, but it gives me the chills. Yes, absolutely. If you're biting into any dessert, ice cream, popsicles, anything cold, I'm judging you.
What, are you supposed to lick everything like a dog?
I don't know why. Just like, I don't trust people that do that. That's not normal. I feel like it's honestly like sociopathic.
I'm the opposite.
behavior.
I'm the opposite of you. If you don't do that, you're weird.
Dan tweeted us, I hate the pet named Baby Girl. Let me tell you something. If you are a guy and you call me Baby Girl, I'm yours. Like, it's over. Like, I'm done. Like, I will do anything you ask. Jess said, cotton balls. I'm terrified of them and can't explain why.
I guess for Alex, you could say Q-tips then.
Yes.
Those are absolutely too much for me. Rachel, you're in the Joe and Alex show. Hey, what is it with your husband?
He's just like, you can't ask him a question. He's like, what is this, a 20-question game? And I just don't understand why it just drives me crazy that he can't just answer a simple question. Are you ready to go in the morning? And I also, and this is really bad, I cannot stand people with red hair.
Are you like afraid? Are you afraid of people that have red hair?
No, there's every person I've met with red hair is a weirdo or a freak, or there's something like mentally wrong with them or something.
My oldest
daughter had a boyfriend that had like fire red hair, and I mean, from the minute I saw him, I'm like, he's not good.
What about women though? What about women with red hair? Because I know people get creeped out by guys.
Anybody with red hair, and this is so sad. Even babies. It's something about the red hair. I don't know. They're missing something. A chrome. I don't know.
All right. I don't know about all that, Rachel, but thank you. Hey, to all my gingers out there, it's all good.
Joe,
there's nothing wrong with you.
Gingivitis. Okay, I have a good, really good message on
Facebook.
I love
everybody.
Sarah messaged us. It's really good, and this is totally one of mine, and I forgot about it. People who smile and their gums show with their teeth. I cannot deal with that. People that have gummy smiles, I will swipe left on you on dating apps. When I see, I won't like a picture. Like, there are people that I know in my life that have gummy smiles, and like, I don't know. I just, I don't know.
You people got some issues this morning, but it's okay though. That's what we were talking about. If there's something that you dislike, but you just can't explain, let us know. Joe and Alex show on all of our social media.
It's the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Oh, yeah. I'm not a big Star Wars fan, but I know today is a big day for a lot of people. It is May the 4th. Be with you, or May the Force. Get it, the 4th, the Force.
Haha.
Alex is not impressed. If it's not involving chicken nuggets, she's not feeling it. Let's get somebody to play this morning, a little Star Wars trivia. We can hook you up with something pretty cool. A pair of tickets to the red carpet screening of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, The Long Haul. That's going on at the Indy Grand Prix on May 12th. Trudy, you're on the Joe and Alex Show. What's up, Trudy?
Hello.
Hey, make sure you got your radio down, too, and just listen on the phone. I know we sound so good, but yeah, just listen on your phone. This is how it's going to work. We're going to ask you some questions. If you can get 3 out of these 5 right, we're going to hook you up, okay?
Yeah, this is not really good.
I think these are easy, and I'm someone that's never seen the movie. Literally, just by based off hearing conversations my whole life about Star Wars, I feel like I could answer these.
You just got to have faith in yourself, okay, Trudy? Here is your first question. What sound does Chewbacca make? What sound does Chewbacca make?
Isn't it like a... I can't really make this sound.
I don't want to have to hang up on you, Trudy. Come on, give me something.
It's like,
That counts.
You're going to count that one?
Yeah.
All right.
I can't really do it either.
Let's hear it.
Yeah.
Chewbacca goes. I'll give it to you, though, Trudy. All right. A couple more to go. What color is C-3PO? What color is C-3PO?
White, blue, and gray. You feel
it? You're thinking of R2-D2.
Oh, I am.
C-3PO is gold, yes. All right, it's okay. You got 1 for 2 so far. Let's keep this going here. Little Star Wars trivia for May the Force Be With You Day. Who said, I am your father?
Darth Vader.
Did you say Darth Vader or Darth Vader?
Darth Vader.
Darth Vader. Okay.
Darth Vader.
All right, all you got to do is get one of these next two right. And you are going to win. Here we go. Question number 4. Who told Luke size matters not?
Oh, my goodness. I know what it is. I can't think of the name of it.
Size matters not.
Yoda?
What'd you say?
Yoda?
Correct you are. Yeah, Congratulations. You're getting hooked up this morning because you got that Star Wars trivia. We are going to give you a pair of tickets to the red carpet screening of Diary of a Wimpy Kid, the long haul. That's at the IndyCar Grand Prix on May 12th. And there's a lot of celebrities that are going to be there for the screening. You got Alicia Silverstone.
Oh, dude.
I know. I'd go just not because Diary of a Wimpy Kid. I'd want to go because of Clueless.
Well, I have an 8-year-old, and he's going to be so excited.
Oh, perfect. That's he's the perfect awesome. Age for this.